You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
So, yes, it's Trinity Sunday, and you know, that usually means the homily is quite theological. So today we're going to try something a little bit different and maybe have a little bit of fun in the beginning. And to a former teacher, fun means giving a test. I promise it's not a hard one, and you're not going to have to raise your hand or make any signs as to what you know or anything, but think about the answers for a little bit. And so I don't want to embarrass anyone, but here we go. And so let's consider the number three for a moment. So what are the primary colors? Red, yellow, and blue. The secondary colors, orange and green and purple, are all made of those three primary colors. Okay, so what are the three dimensions in which we live? Height, width, and length, 3D. Okay, time for math now. Name the perfect triangle. The equilateral triangle, because all three sides are equal and all three angles are equal. And by the way, the triangle is the first geometrical figure that can be formed. Name the three components of a human according to ancient Greek philosophy and that we still consider today. Mind, body, and soul. Okay, that was good. Now this one has a bunch of answers to it. So, but the three aspects of time. You could say the past, the present, and the future. Or the beginning, the middle, and the end. Or birth, life, and death. So again, the number three, figures prominently in many things in our life. So here's a couple of facts about the number three. Now, as a former math teacher, guess what? You're going to get some of that. It's okay. Don't panic. And the young people here probably can remember some of these things maybe a little bit better than the more seasoned people, because it would be more recent in their mind, right? So the number three is considered a prime number. What does that mean? That means that it's only divisible by one and itself. It's also, though, and here comes the geeky part, a super prime number, which means that the sum of the numbers below it and itself and the product of the numbers below it and itself are equal. And you're thinking, what did he say? What? All right, so the sum means addition. So if we take the number 1 plus the number 2 plus the number 3, we get 6. If we multiply 1 times 2 times 3, we get the number 6. Right, so it's the super prime number. All right, so we'll leave math behind now, and we'll go on to something a little more warm and fuzzy. How about decorating? So decorating, if you do it in groups of three, if you're trying to group things together, that works. So a grouping of three candles on a table, for example, or three pictures on a wall in a group. Doing it in three helps to carry the eye around. If you do it in two, the eye stops at the second one, and the brain stops looking for more. If you put four together, then the brain senses clutter. So three is the better one. I'm not a decorator. Okay. Now sports. So we did the softer side. Now let's do sports. The hat trick is what? The same player making three scores in a game in a row, right? or just making three scores. In baseball, hitting a triple is the hardest hit of all. There's actually more home runs than there are triples. And then a triple play, right, is the hardest way to end an inning. We see double plays all the time, but a triple, that one is very rare. Okay, so let's move on to the religious side of this. So there are so many things that involve the number three in Scripture, I can't point them all out, but I will go through a couple of them. Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. There are three named angels, Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. So in the parables, the prodigal son is about the father and his two sons. The Good Samaritan relates a story of three people who pass by the injured person. And the sower's seeds, they fall on three types of terrain, and they yield three different types of harvests. So the number three also appears in the key moments of the life of Christ. His public ministry lasted for 3 years. There are three members of the Holy Family: Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Holy Family was also visited by three wise men after the birth of Jesus. Jesus was tempted three times by the devil, once for food, once to put God to the test, and another one to worship the devil to inherit the kingdoms of the world. And Jesus raised three people from the dead. Now this is graduate level here, if you can name them. One of them you probably get, which would be Lazarus of Bethany. But the other two was the daughter of Jairus, and then there was the son of the widow from Nain. Peter denied Jesus three times, and Jesus asked Peter if he loved him three times. And on the road to Calvary, Jesus fell three times. And at Calvary, the crucifixion scene has three people in it: Jesus, of course, and the two criminals. And Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. So when we read Scripture, when we come to something in threes, it's generally something at which we should pay particular attention, that something is really special going on at that point. So focusing on today, the Trinity Sunday, we focus not so much on the three persons, which is important, but that the fact that God is love. Yes, he does love, but most importantly, he is love. But together, the three persons of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, represent the fullness of love. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. And the Holy Spirit is their love for each other. And here's the key piece. Since we are made in the image and likeness of God, the image of the triune God, God the Father who created us, God his Son who saved us, and God the Holy Spirit who continues to guide us, then our lives should reflect the Trinity in everything that we say and do and how we act. The fullness of love. We should strive to be creative like the Father, compassionate like the sun, and use our talents in the service of others like the Holy Spirit. I'll close with this simple yet profound three-line poem from Esther de Waal that beautifully expresses the three persons of the Holy Trinity. In other words, it encompasses all that God is. O Father who sought me, O Son who bought me, O Holy Spirit who taught me. If we look at our lives, and sometimes it's easy and sometimes not, we can see in our own lives that the Father has sought us when we've been away. We can see when Jesus the Son bought you and me by giving his life for us on the cross. And we can see how the Holy Spirit has taught you and me as he has given us the gifts that we need to teach others. And so let us thank God in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.